The program you are about to hear is intended for an adult audience. It may contain language or opinions that could be offensive to some listeners.
Good to see ya. It's a 2 cent show. It is. What date is it? I can't.
I think it's.
September 11th. That's right. Yes. 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 Never remember. No. Always forget. No.
Always. Oh, no.
What is it? One of those. It's something.
Forget always?
But yes. Yes, that is it. I am your host for the show, 2 Griffin. This is my co-host, Jebba. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, and how about yourself?
On this wonderful, sunny September 11th day.
Yes.
Yay.
The day that we'll never live in it. I mean, always live in it.
Always live in it. You know what? For a while, we actually had designated this day to be National Theme Park Day. It's kind of running out now, but in case you didn't take advantage of it, when, like, the first anniversaries of 9/11 were coming around,
yep.
Those were the best days to go to any theme park in the country.
Those are also the best days to fly.
Yes. I mean, think about it. Everybody was like, nobody would fly because they thought, well, they did it once on September 11th. That's the most likely date they'll do it again. Because so nobody would go to theme parks. So you could show up at, at Disneyland or
Cedar Point
yeah, or Universal.
And all that.
Nobody there. You could get on the rides and ride around. We did that for like years in a row. Every September 11th we plant. Of course, now they're starting to come back a little bit.
Well, it's just another day for some people.
Yeah, it is. It's starting to. People are realizing that they're not going to be blown up when they go to Disneyland on September 11th. It seems to take people about 10 years to get over the moron. You know, it takes morons 10 years to get to it. It's ninth year now, ninth anniversary, so we're getting there.
Has it been 9 years?
It's been nine years. We got idiots out there running around right now trying to burn the Quran.
Oh, I was reading about
burn
that.
Burn the Quran. They canceled it. Which
he should be glad that he canceled it, because if he would have did it,
somebody
would have blew him up.
Somebody would have messed him up.
On 9/11, he would have been blown up in his house.
Somebody would crash the plane into his face. But yeah, they would have. Yeah, I mean, it's. You know, why burn one holy book or the other? If you're going to burn a holy book, burn all of them. It doesn't matter. It's. Holy books have caused more violence, death, and war than any other book in history, so. Oh, I'm hearing some ambulances outside.
I am too. Maybe another 9/11.
It's 9/11. Who knows? There's some shit on there. Maybe people are out, like, watching the news right now going, oh my God, they have no idea. We don't either, so.
If anything happens right now, we don't know.
We don't know.
We'll know in an hour and a half.
Yeah, we will. So, my God. It's been crazy. I have, we missed obviously last week because he was in Canada.
Yeah.
I was in Germany. And that was, Euroference was, you know, they find a way to raise the bar every single year. I don't know how. Yeah, I mean, they had the interior of this hotel, it's huge now. And, all the rooms faced inside, and it was like 8 stories tall, and at the top of this damn thing, in the lobby, they put this, the size of this table at least, this mirror ball, the size of a freaking car engine, and shined like a bunch of, lights and lasers and shit at it.
I saw pictures.
So it was all over the hotel. That was amazing.
Wish I could have been there.
It was, people were asking about you.
Wish I could have been there.
And by the way, ow.
Ow.
It's not dead. It's still, ow, still lives. Ow.
Ow.
Ow. Ow. Need to find a good way to spell ow so people can do it in the channel, So, Bun, how's the stream looking? Are we good? Are we live?
Yeah, I think we're live.
Are we? Oh my God, we're live.
Oh my God, do you see a bunny?
Are they? Are the people in the chat room happy?
I actually can't tell. I dropped the connection.
Oh, okay. Well, that's okay. They're probably just bitching about the connection speed anyway. But yeah.
It's too slow. It's too slow. It's too choppy. I can't understand you. I can't
Well,
watching you.
Yeah. Bun's back there. I can tell. I can see it. He's back there doing that. I know he is. Well, but oh my holy God. It's time for the news! So, got some world news here for you. The FBI and other police agencies don't need a search warrant to track the locations of American cell phones. A federal appeals court ruled on Tuesday in a precedent-setting decision. Weren't you just talking about this, like, on the last show?
Yes.
In the first decision of its kind, a Philadelphia appeals court agreed with the Obama administration that no search warrant was necessary for police to obtain logs showing where a cell phone user has traveled. But the panel sided with Civil Liberties Group on an important point. It agreed that, in some cases, judges may require investigators to obtain a search warrant. That is, however, an option to be used sparingly, the court said. Pardon me. My voice is still wrecked from this last 2 weeks. The Obama administration had argued that warrantless tracking is permissible because Americans enjoy no reasonable expectation of privacy in their cell phone's whereabouts. U.S. Department of Justice lawyer said a customer's Fourth Amendment right are not violated when the phone company reveals to the government its own records that show where a mobile device is placed and received calls. So because we're not there, it's just they're not actually tracking us. We're not tracking you. We're tracking your phone. So cell phone tracking comes in two forms. Police obtaining retrospective historical data kept by mobile providers for their own billing purposes that typically is not very detailed, or prospective tracking that reveals the minute-by-minute location of a handset or mobile device.
Yep.
That's the two ways they can do it. Now, I don't know. This is one of those things, again, where there's going to be people out there who say, well, if you're not doing anything wrong, you shouldn't have any, you shouldn't have to worry. Fuck that. Fuck that shit. I don't want people knowing where the fuck I am all the time.
You know, I have to say the absolute truth. What if your phone gets stolen?
That would be the day that they would not use this shit.
Well, no, they used it for me before.
Sorry, sir, we can't use it for anything. We can't do anything for you.
Well, I know they've used it for me before.
Have they?
Yes.
Okay, so they've actually tracked it.
Someone stole my phone a couple years ago. I was at a game room. I sat it down on the game so I could play it.
Yeah.
And I left it there, went to the bathroom, and came back, gone.
Okay.
And they actually said it was used in the Ann Arbor area, this and that, and they found the numbers it was called, and the police went and got my phone.
Okay, well, that's a useful thing.
I don't like people knowing where I am at all times, but
That is okay. I got to
my phone.
I have to admit that is a useful thing. I mean, it's one of those. It's much better than the little, callback function where you try and call your own phone,
right?
No, and you know, you call your phone, and you know your roommate's boyfriend's ass starts ringing, and it's like, wait, what? Hey, what have you been doing? It's Square, man. Why?
Why would you square
phone?
Oh,
why would you stick something up there that's square? Why would you do that?
Some people.
What's wrong with you?
Some people like putting square things in round holes.
Well, white queen, white queen on that one. Don't start bleeding again.
That was last time.
That's
nice of you.
Oh my God, I was so worried. It's blam.
Hey, I kept it.
You kept it together.
Saying it for a while.
You were good.
Although, if you look on the show, you'll see one time.
There's a couple of frames. There's just a few frames where he brings it away, and his nose goes, boom! And he goes, oh! Yeah. No, man, I thought... We can laugh about it now.
I can laugh about it
then. We can laugh about it then, too.
But I thought I was...
I laughed about it before it happened.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You knew?
I knew.
Was it your magical titty?
It was the nipples of the future.
Nipples of the future. Whatever.
Nipples of the future. Knew that that was going to happen. They may have even caused it. I don't know.
Wait, nipples of the future. Noft.
Nofd. Nipples of the future department.
It sounds like one of the air, you know, when you fly on a plane, they have to contact the NORAD things.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it sounds like. Your nipples of the future. Noft.
Noft.
Noft was contacted.
Noft was contacted, and a report was filed.
And Dibba's nose would bleed.
Emergency was declared with Noft. My God.
Wait, we went from...
I don't know
how
to stuffing a phone. Well, you know, the only reason I bring up the phone thing was because of that egg that one time.
Oh, yeah.
I had a roommate. I will not name the roommate. But one of them was just all happy and proud that he got himself a boyfriend, right? And they used to play around all the time in the house, noisily. We could hear them and shit. And one time they walked out. And the boyfriend was kind of, he had no shirt on. And he was a twig little dude, right? And my roommate says, like, touch his belly. I'm like, I don't want to touch his belly. No, touch his belly. And I touched his belly, and it was vibrating. And I was like, what the? Oh, man, are you fucking kidding me? And I could not. I had to run into the bathroom, and I had to vomit. I ran into the blah, 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 blah.
Luckily, I was out of town.
He would have laughed his ass off.
I was out of town. He sent me a text message, and I laughed.
He laughed.
And I laughed. I took a video of me laughing and sent it to him.
Yeah. We do that sometimes.
Yes.
If his plane ever crashes, I will take a video of myself going, ah! And I'll send it.
I might take a video of me crashing and send it to you. Right,
yeah.
Right before I crash, he'd be like, ah!
And I would cherish it. I would play it on the two stations. We would put it on the show. Of course, we'd have to cut in all your lines.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
So everything I said...
It would just be
your death screen. Let's see. Female marine snails living off the Perth coast.
Wait. Say it again.
Female marine snails.
Oh, okay.
What do you think I said?
Well, I thought you said female marines snail.
Oh, like, oh no.
Okay.
Female marine snails living off the coast of Perth, Australia, are growing male sex organs on their heads after exposure to a chemical TBT, according to local researchers. Curtin University researchers have revealed the snails are suffering from imposex, a condition that involves the development of a second sex organ after being exposed to the chemical. Curtin's Department of Environment and Agriculture Associate Professor Monique Gagnon.
Really?
Monique Gagnon.
What is Gagnon?
It sounds like a drag queen name. Said studies on the marine snail over the past 10 years show that although TBT contamination has declined at sites visited by the recreational boats, a 100% rate of imposex still existed at sites where commercial vessels were present. These high levels are believed to be related to the continuous input of TBT into the area over a period of years, resulting in the presence of significant quantities of the sediment in the sediment on the sea floor, she said. We are now living in a world where snails are growing giant schlongs out their heads. I think that's cool. I like that. Can I do this, please? Can I get a thing and do this?
Why would you want?
Why wouldn't I want?
See, but knowing us, if we went and did that, we'd be growing vaginas out of our back.
Well, only if it's a penis out of the head.
But they can't, because it was females growing male organs. So,
well, so males would grow two male organs.
We don't know.
We would have our hair. Them ain't dreads. They're penis head. And then you could go by and be like, good morning. How do you like this penis today? This penis likes you. I would have penis growing out of my head.
I still have a feeling we would grow vagina.
Get a big old boner. Just UNICEF.
Nuh-uh. It'll be just like...
I wake up one morning and scare the hell out of him. Good morning, Jim. How are you?
I would jump through a window.
Yeah, he would.
Yes.
I'd probably follow him out. Don't go, Jimbo. No. What's the matter, man? Let's have a drink together.
Nasty. Although
you don't like my gear?
Toast could stick his in you.
That ain't going to eat. Hey, let's... No. We're leaving Toast.
Gear brain sex.
Ideas?
Now, maybe, if the gear was this sharp, it was aimed like this. You know, kind of like a mohawk. You learn to slice people with that shit. That wouldn't be too bad.
I think it would be the most unorthodox place. Your nose would turn into a vajayjay.
What? Haven't you ever seen that happen when you're doing stuff with the... Don't bleed. He's going to start...
That's just even mess. You know, there are women who like men to throw up in their vajayjays.
Is that a fetish?
That is a fetish. I've seen it. Right. No, wait.
Bomb of a JJ. No, don't do that. Let's see.
Well, there's one thing I do want to say about that.
Yeah.
We're polluting the world again.
We are. That was most, I liked that because it was funny, and the idea of growing dicks out of my head is really, I mean, that would really liven up my profile, I think. But, But yeah, I mean, I don't know why it surprises, you know, why there's even a news story about it.
But we're
turning shit into other shit, oh, just by polluting. I mean, what did they think was going to happen? You dump all this crazy shit.
Yeah.
All in the oceans and the air. It's only a matter of time before we start growing dicks out of our heads, probably. Which then my dream will come true.
Didn't it happen before?
No, I never grew a dick out of my head. I always wanted to, but...
Oh, I thought, okay, it must be somebody else.
I don't know if that's happened with people before.
I thought there was a specific disease where your genitals are elsewhere.
Really?
I thought I remember seeing something about that.
Like, on a shelf? What? Like,
yes. You're born and your genitals are on the shelf. They come out by themselves.
And they put them up on the shelf. I have a sexual disease. My dick is in the closet.
I have to put it on.
I've come out, but he's still in the closet, so he still thinks he's straight. Dover.
Dover,
Delaware, which I lived there for a period and nothing good comes out of it. If there are any furries in Dover, Delaware, they will tell you nothing good happens in Dover. An 18-year-old Dover High School student who was shocked so severely this April that his heart stopped is suing his school, his teacher, and the city, saying he suffered brain damage. By the end of this, you'll see he probably already had brain damage. Kyle Dubois and his parents, Robert and Sandra, claim teacher Thomas Kelly did not warn Kyle and other students how badly hurt they could be by electrical demonstration cords in their electrical trades class. During the class on March 11th, Kyle Dubois willingly placed an alligator clamp on one of his nipples, while a second student placed one on his other nipple, and a third student plugged the cord into a wall outlet, sending approximately three-second jolt through Dubois. Police said in a statement following an investigation of the incident. Sorry, I thought I was hearing the break music for a second. I was like, what? The suit claims Kelly was less than 8 feet away at the time and saw and heard the students engaging in this activity. As a master electrician and experienced leader of a teacher of electrical technology, Mr. Kelly knew or should have known that the electrical circuits in the classroom could administer harmful or fatal shocks to his students, the suit said. Kelly told police that he was speaking to another student when everything happened. You know, this is... So, in other words, we got a parent and a kid who's suing a school for not preventing their child from performing electrical sexual nipple torture on himself during a classroom and getting himself brain damaged. You know, the world really needs to stop suing other people for failing to keep their retarded children from being retarded. Is that Is that fair? Is it fair to say that? Fuck it, I don't care. I'm saying it anyway. Fuck it. If they're going to be retarded and they're going to run around and fucking zap their nipples off and plug the shit in the wall, you should not be able to. There should be a retarded clause. No, that was retarded. You can't have any money for that because that was just fucking retarded. I mean, it's really sad because you can't assume for common sense anymore.
Right.
I mean, anything you do now, I mean, when you go into, you know, people walk into a classroom. May I remind you that you may not go into the bathroom, fill up the sink, and dunk your head in it for more than two minutes. Just letting you know, that's a warning. Do not do that. That is against the rules. You cannot bash your head against the desk until blood comes out. You cannot do this. I mean, how far is this going to go, you know, before we can't, before there's nothing that we can't, we have to give everybody a rundown, a disclaimer for everything.
I don't know what to say.
I think it's funny.
It is funny.
This guy is funny.
Be brain damaged child, do his brain damaged stuff, and get more brain damage.
Yeah, gets more brain damage.
I mean, it's that simple.
Apparently, there was swelling in his brain.
What?
And they had to drill holes in his head, which that caused brain damage.
You just sent volts of electricity through your body. He's 18. He's in high school. You should know by now that you don't run electrical currents through your damn body.
Swelling? See, now, I don't know. Maybe this kid's got it right, because if you think about it, okay, nipple torture, right? He put the nipple and then plugged it in, and it zapped him. And what happened? His brain started getting bigger. See, they had to relieve the pressure in the skull. Maybe it makes you smarter. Maybe sex torture, if you do it enough, you have one of these big old cartoon alien brains with the veins go... And you're like just brainiac sitting there and writing down freaking equations and solving the fucking universe. And then you can make a lot of money and figure out how to grow dicks out of your heads. I think maybe he's ahead of the curve. I don't think he's behind. I think he's ahead.
Well, then let's videotape you doing it. I'll plug it in.
No. Because no.
Well, if he's ahead of the curve, don't you want to join him in his big brainness?
I'm already a genius. I don't need it. genius enough to know. You know, it must appear to some of these people that, you know, normal people are geniuses. How do they know not to hook their nipples up to a wall outlet? That's just amazing.
Well,
they just probably think it's some kind of extraterrestrial intelligence that lets them know not to do that.
They should sue the kids for plugging it in. One who put it on his other nipple and the one who plugs it in should be sued.
They should sue
everybody.
Sue the electric company for supplying the electricity
exactly.
to the school that day.
Yes, and sue the owner of the electric company for owning it.
Yes.
Sue the government for making sure that they take the money out.
Yeah, exactly.
Sue Obama.
Sue the contractors who built the school for
right.
putting the wall socket
sue
there.
Sue everybody. Don't just sue the teacher and the school. Sue everybody.
Sue everybody. Just sue everything.
Sue.
Buddha sue. Zambuka Buddha sue. Let's see here. Chandler, Arizona. A father is facing... It's Arizona, by the way. A father is facing child abuse charges after allegedly putting his 7-month-old son in the freezer. Police say Chance Crack... Chance Crack admitted he was high on meth when he put the boy in the freezer. Crack told police he was holding his son when he went to the kitchen.
He was high on meth.
He was high on meth.
Crack told the police...
He was holding his son when he went into the kitchen to make himself a snack. So he put his son on the bottom shelf of the freezer and closed the door, according to the police. After a minute or two, he heard the son crying, so he opened the freezer and instead put the boy on the floor. The boy had a cut on his forehead, probably from the freezer door closing on him. When asked why he put his son in the freezer, Crack told police because the kitchen floor was too dirty. Crack and his wife, Leanne...
Leanne Crack are
now facing charges of sexual child abuse.
Sexual child abuse?
No, just child abuse. Sorry. Possession of drug paraphernalia and animal cruelty in connection with another matter. What an unfortunate story to happen to. Crack was on meth.
Leanne Crack is
crack. Crack and his wife, Leanne. Leanne Crack. And his baby, but all of them on meth. Oh, man.
It's the crack baby.
I quit. I fucking quit.
It's the crack baby. Crack and his wife Leanne had the crack baby.
It was a crack baby. It was a crack baby. And they had him, and now they're on meth. It's a meth crack baby. Crack baby on meth.
What?
Oh my god. Put the kid in the freezer. Because the floor was too dirty. And then he
shut the door.
And then he goes, well, you didn't want the dirt to get in. All that dirt on the floor. Cold baby. You know what? I doubt it. I think he was probably just saving it for me. He probably just tried to cover with this meth story. He was probably trying to freeze the baby so he could bring it back out later, thaw it out, put it on a sandwich, McBaby, barbecue sauce.
Do you want a crack McBaby?
I don't know.
A McCrack baby?
McCrack. A crack McBaby. That would, it would be a crack McMeth.
A crack McMeth.
Crack McMeth. Yay, crack McMeth babies. That needs to be a character on the show. We need to have a little puppet. Call him Crack McMeth Baby. And he can just go, wah! Wah! And that'd be his opinion on everything. And then we can put him in the freezer until next show.
That could be done.
We could do that.
That could be done.
Don't look behind you.
I'm already laughing too much.
It's Connors. Okay. Wait a minute. We got... Oh, man. You know, we may have a little too much time here. I'm going to take these slow. We'll have to talk about it. In England... Whoa. That was weird.
Yeah.
I thought I heard death metal there for a second. Nope. Sorry, I'm hearing shit now. It's all that crack McMeth I've been smoking. In England, after 68 years of marriage, a 90-year-old man and his wife had their first argument. They'd prided themselves on being together for so long without any major conflict. So to celebrate the first argument of their long marriage, he picked up a hammer and beat his 89-year-old wife to death with it until she had anal leakage and was dead. Just 90-year-old man... Suddenly picked up a hammer. Bitch, I'm tired of you! I mean, what was it, 68 years? 68 years. Almost 70 years of marrying somebody. You could probably beat them and not even feel bad about it. Well, I mean, you know, come on. It's not like one of those things, it's like, you could roll over in the morning... And you know exactly what the bitch would look like. You know exactly what she'd get up and do next. You could say something to thin air and know exactly how she'd answer.
Yes.
At that point, you don't need the bitch around no more. There's nothing new. I mean, I've done that with people in 5 years. You know? 68 years. That's a long time to be married. Well, probably didn't take much. 89-year-old.
Yeah.
You know, he probably just went... And she went...
Well, she probably already had anal leakage.
Yeah, she probably done. Yeah.
Incontinency.
Wonderful, wonderful gay word. Incontinency.
No.
Well, well, I mean,
that is not a wonderful gay word.
When you think of it like that,
if you listen to the definition.
Now what? Lick it?
Yeah, I said lick it.
What kind of slip was that?
It's all the crack, baby.
Yeah, it's good. Crack McMeth Mc.
Craft McMeth Mc, baby.
McMeth Mc Vitamita Vegemin.
Craft McMeth McConnus.
In Alabama.
No!
An 81-year-old war veteran wasn't happy with it. Boy, just old people gone wild vibe. An 81-year-old veteran wasn't happy with the idea that he was being evicted from his apartment in his assisted living facility. So he got propane tanks, milk jugs filled with gasoline and fireworks, and tried to blow the building up.
Yes!
Yep.
That's me.
Fortunately, instead of blowing up the building, the explosion only made his own body fly in different directions until he was dead. All the old people in Alabama are now laughing their asses off. So he tried to blow up the building, but instead...
He blew his up.
He blew up his own ass. Sometimes that happens. Have you noticed how often that happens when you try to blow up a building? You will blow up your own ass. I hate it when that happens to me. In England...
I wonder what that looked like, but go ahead.
89. They can't flail as well when they're on fire than they're 89. You know, get burning, go...
Coming out with... That would be funnier than a failing, flailing dude.
It itches a little bit.
By that point, his nerve and he's probably hurt. He really didn't feel anything.
Damn it, man. Probably that's what. On fire, blazing fire. Damn it, shit. Wapner. Where's my toast? Yeah, that would be.
That
would be rather funny. I think that'd be funny.
I think it would be funny too.
In England, an ex-boxer in a pub had a little too much to drink and began bragging to others that he could destroy a person with one punch.
I see where this is going.
Naturally, most of his friends simply chuckled. When he felt he wasn't being taken seriously enough, he went out to the sidewalk and punched the guy once in the head until he was dead. The man is now in jail facing manslaughter charges. They had a video of it. I should have got it to show you guys.
Yeah, that would have been great. I would've...
Yeah. The guy just standing there, dude standing next to him. And the guy just, I mean, like, you ever seen it, like, a sniper shoot a dude?
Yeah.
You know, they fall like a sack of potatoes dead? This dude did that. Just boom, boom. Fell faster than gravity. This is like, really?
I don't have to look up the video.
See, I want that superpower. That would be a great superpower to have. One punch death. And that would just, boom, gone. I don't know. In Pennsylvania.
Furries.
Furries did some shit. Little kid decided he wanted to take a magnifying glass outside on a sunny day and burn an ant. He'd heard from classmates at his school that it was a lot of fun to burn ants, so he went onto the porch to where his Aunt Robin was sleeping in a chair and set her clothes on fire with the magnifying glass until she was toasted and dead. Kid killed her with a magnifying glass. He burned an ant with a magnifying glass. That's some original shit right there. I don't know which kid did this, but you know what? 2 cents thumbs up of approval, dude. I like it. I like it. In Ohio... Doctors who were performing open-heart surgery on a baby made a small mistake. As the surgery was coming to an end, they decided they should flush the baby's system with saline as a precaution against infection. Instead, they injected the baby with alcohol until it was the first ever drunk baby and dead. Just, baby woke up for a second and said, and died. Because these things happen sometimes. Finally, in England... A tractor in a hayfield created a bale of hay. The 700-pound round bale popped out of the tractor and began to roll downhill. It gathered speed, rolling across the field, hit a dirt ramp, launched over a hedge and out over the highway, where it landed on a car being driven by a member of the 70s sensation pop band Electric Light Orchestra, killing him instantly. I don't think God liked that band. I think he hated them. Don't be dissing on ELO, God. Nothing wrong with them. Didn't you ever watch Xanadu? Bitch! Sorry.
I'm still thinking about that damn ant.
We're going to have to take a break here pretty quick, folks. To think about an ant. We're going to take a look at our white queens. And we'll see you on the other side of the break.
We'll be
here. And God, we get our hairs cleared out from this business right here.
Oh, that's cute.
Hello again, all you lovely gamers out there. After a week off to do God knows what with myself, I'm back with a special Modern Warfare 2 themed top frags this week. In this first clip, MW2 scientists seem to have developed a rather deadly type of rubber knife. Have a look. Yeah, I wish that were the most ridiculous clip I have today. And you know, I'm very seriously beginning to think that the knives in this game come with some sort of heat-seeking trajectory device, or a homing beacon, or a heartbeat detector, something. I mean, like, this? This shit is fucking insane. Can't believe that throw? Yeah, neither can I. Let's go ahead and watch that again.
I'll leave them when my eyes align. And my pounding skull goes back to feeling dull. I feel like I'm hungover from cheap wine.
Words. I has none.
Just glad I didn't break my spine.
Now, in MW2, you have several types of players. Some of them are useless, like this guy, and then some end up with explosions to their face. Guess which one we're about to see. But I guess this could have been worse, somehow. You know what? Fuck it. Heat-seeking knives. Has to be. If the tank and Alpha D can have heat-seeking rocks, MW2 players can have fucking heat-seeking knives. There is no other explanation. Except maybe dumb luck, but who trusts that?
I don't know why. Although I have
our coup de grace went. There is no way this should have worked. There's just no reason. I just... You know what? Just watch this and watch the replay. One and three. Yes, he got both of them. Finally, to make up for all that win, we have a fail of epic proportions. This is what happens when you fail at trying to make an awesome frag video.
When I woke up,
failing is one thing, failing publicly is quite another.
In my head, I saw your wedding ring.
That's it for this week. If any of you would like to contribute, hint, hint, send your clips to witchybunny@gmail.com. You guys know the rest. I'll see you all next week.
You left an impression on me.
No, get out. No pictures. How's it going, everyone? King Gord here. Today I want to talk about something. If you're a fursuiter, no pictures, man. Get out. No pictures. If you're a fursuiter and you're at a convention, you got to deal with these kind of people. Somebody trying to take your picture, whether it be disposable camera, a film camera, digital, video, your cell phone, doesn't matter, they're going to try to get your damn picture. So you got to know a couple of things. I said, no pictures! Got to know a couple of things. So just posing, photo opportunities with some important people, and just what to do when you get your picture taken. Which brings me to today's fursuit tip of the day, getting your picture taken at a convention or out in the street. Step one, your pose. Alright, check it out. Here we go. Poses. This is step one. You can't do a boring fursuit pose, okay? What fun is that? That's no fun. You don't want someone taking a picture and saying, looking at it afterwards and saying, you know what? This guy sucks. And erasing that picture, then they call their friends and say, hey, you know that guy in the fox suit? Yeah, that's the guy. He sucks. You don't want to get that kind of bad rap. Get me? All right, check it out. Some really generic, regular fursuit poses that everyone loves is the typical arms up in the air, paws splayed, you're smiling, maybe you're frowning, I don't give a shit, but at least you're doing something. You want to show it big open. Ha! I'm a fox, fuckhead! Shit like that. Other stuff that works. Thumbs up. Do them in front of you, do them to the side, other side. Not in front of your face. You can't see me. Stupid. Thumbs up. Even the point, like, hey, the point works too. But you can even like mix them up. Thumbs up and a point. Both sides, peace. You can do peace. Peace works. Peace, brother. The peace. Peace works. Arms open. Peace. Oh, what else? Let's see. You can jump if somebody's shooting at like 1,000 feet per second. Fucking leap in the air and just like, and say I'm a fursuiter. Say it loud. You say it loud and proud and just jump. I don't fall though. That'd be embarrassing. You could even. What else could you do? So that's bad. It's good for poses. I mean, you don't want a boring pose. You don't want to just like walk in. No. I put you to sleep doing that. You see, that was only like 8 seconds of shit. You hate me now. Do you hate me? I fucking hate me for doing that. Alright, step two. Having your picture taken on the fly. Like, if you're out in the street or during like the fursuit parade or something like that, you gotta know how to walk and move and be friggin' cool and still get a picture taken. And then just keep going. You gotta make it smooth. You gotta just meld right into this shit. Check it out. Did you see that? All right. See that again in super slow motion, just in case you didn't catch it.
Crashed it into your gin. See, 9/11 would have been different if the buildings had fallen into a big bucket of gin.
Yeah, and then it would just been a lot of fire and...
Yeah.
That already happened.
Boom. That would have been very interesting, I think. Pardon me. So... Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Not quite. Oh, wait. Where's my plane? Here, try this one. Oh, this would be... See, now, the terrorists, if they really wanted to be an original, you know, thing, they wouldn't have flown a plane into the building. They'd have flown a building into another building. That would have been awesome.
Flown a building into another building.
Yeah, well, see, after that, then what could you do to that? All you could do is go, well, okay, you know, that's... They got to give them points for that. You
yeah.
Know?
Building into another building.
Yeah. We got a top 10 this weekend, as mm-hmm. always, that I think you might particularly enjoy, actually. This is the top 10 tattoos you don't want to have at an airport. There are some, you would not believe, well, actually, you probably would.
Yeah.
Believe some of the tattoos that are running out, I mean, and this goes beyond, this goes stuff that I can honestly see people getting arrested for, taken away. But, so we got number 10 on our list here. Yo, that's obviously, you don't want a, you know, a knife in a...
Right.
And I mean,
you can get away with that.
You can get away with that because, yeah, that's, you know, that's not really, that looks like a teenage mistake. So, you know, that happens sometimes. But, what do you got on nine? Oh, scissors. You cannot carry scissors into an airport. You can't, so that one's also bad. What about, next one, eight? That may be hard to see on your screen. That is a suicide note that's written across his body there. Of course, you know, that's not really, it, I don't know, unless they peel him down and,
right,
show a shirt.
They would never see that.
Yeah, they would never see that. But still, you know, suicide note on your body. Number seven. Nah, aha. See, now, you don't want that. Now we're getting down to it. That's something you really, really don't want. Because that's, A, it's visible, and B, you know how America freaks out. Anything Arabic means, every Arabic
just
word.
That means terrorist.
That means terrorist. Means I am going to blow up the damn plane. Right there, that's what that says. What about number, where are we at? Six? Yeah. Now, painful and artistic though that might be, having an entire mural of 9/11 on your back is, yeah. You don't wanna go through an airport, at least with no shirt on.
Well, they wouldn't let you do with no shirt on.
Yeah, they would, yeah, so. What about number five? Yeah, okay, yeah. Suicide Commando. Yeah, yeah, you don't,
Yeah, he wouldn't be getting.
No. He wouldn't be getting
through. This is coming from.
Yeah.
He would not be
former TSA here. Yeah, he would not be getting through there. Oh, just wait. Check these out. Number four. Yeah. For those of you who didn't see Die Hard.
Yeah.
The final scene where he taped the gun to his back with the season's greeting tape. Somebody got a tattoo mimicking that. And it actually looks almost real enough it could fool someone.
If you just glanced at it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Say, what about number three? Yeah. Yeah, that was real smart, dude, whoever you are. Yeah, this guy was never planning on traveling anywhere, I don't suppose. I mean, think about it. What if he ever gets pulled over by the cops?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, ever. And they start, because they'll pull your shirt up, they'll look for things, and they see that.
He's shot.
Yeah, he's done. We're at number two, right? Yeah.
Yeah, you're not going through the
airport. You will not go through the airport with that on.
And it's on his arm.
Yeah, that's somewhere they can see it if he wears a short sleeve shirt.
Yeah,
so.
He won't be going through the airport ever again.
No, they would, they'd stop him up with so much security, he'd never get to plane again in his life. Although it is a very good likeness of the man. You have, yeah, it's a good tattoo.
It's a good tattoo. But he's not going
through the airport. He's not going, yeah, he's not flying ever again. And finally, number one. Number one worst tattoo to ever try to go through an airport with. Yeah, don't ever do that.
And the funny thing about it, he has nipple ring, which will set off
the alarm.
And they will have him pull up his shirt.
Yep.
And he won't be gone.
I bet he thinks that's funny now, but if he ever tries to travel, I don't think he's going to. He's not going to think that's funny. Especially if one day they blew up. If they went boom.
That would be kind of funny, a tattoo blowing up.
Yeah. Either that or, you know, if you had a tattoo like that and people got to know you, and they got to know that tattoo was there, and then one day you could wear a real one, and they wouldn't notice it, you walk right up to them, boom.
See, if I was his friend, and all of a sudden he did something to me, I'd be like, let's go on a trip.
Yeah.
And then as soon as he walked through, I'd just be like,
what? Baby, get out of here.
Oh, my God. I didn't tell you, I punched someone in the airport in Buffalo.
Did you punch somebody?
At Dulles Airport, yes.
You punched a dude in the airport?
Yes.
Awesome.
I have actually the mark for it. You can see it right there.
Yeah?
And it's on my Facebook and stuff, yes. I was sitting at a bar, and this woman starts screaming that some dude has stole a purse.
Yeah.
And the dude was running down the middle of the terminal. Nobody was helping her. And I just walked out, and I was like, right in the face.
You smacked him.
Right in the face.
Why is that not, like, headlining on this show? Why didn't you tell me about that?
I totally forgot about it until you showed that.
Jibba Fox Coon nails bad guy. This is great. Oh, we got to hear more details about it. I had no idea, man.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, I punched him, knocked him out. Then here comes airport security running down. And they arrest him. They got my little statement and what happened. And she bought me a drink.
No. So you just did it for the boot. You just wanted a drink, didn't you?
I wanted a free drink.
I'll take my drink now, please. I'll take it in 6 different glasses, thank you.
Yep. I didn't think nothing about it.
You know,
I didn't think nothing about it.
Actually, I didn't even know. Why didn't you? You are so humble.
You were in Germany.
You're such a humble person.
You were in Germany when it happened. So, I couldn't have texted you anyway.
If that had happened to me, I'd have been talking about that until everybody got sick of it. I'd be like, me and my award-winning bad guy-killing skills right here. Every day, yes, right here. Won an award for that.
I'll upload the picture of my hand on FA so people can actually see it. Because of that, you can actually see the little blood mark and stuff like that.
Nice. Well, dude, you rock. And White Queen. Should have White Queened him. I wonder if you could just White Queen.
I hadn't punched anybody in a while. It felt good.
It feels good to do that. Yes, every now and then it does feel nice. So Bunny back there, assumedly, if he's still awake.
Somewhere back here.
Are you back there?
Yeah.
I heard a rumor that you might know what holidays are coming up for the next week. Is that a fact?
There's a piece of paper here that says the mic.
Okay. What do we got?
All right. Well, today is Patriot Day.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Doi.
Seriously, if y'all need to be told that, obviously you're much cooler than I am.
It's never remember day.
And hey, guess what? Tomorrow is a great day to play Flight Sim and Modern Warfare 2.
Why is that?
It's Video Games Day.
I'll be there.
I am totally celebrating the fuck out of that. People should play every video game that they have, at least for a little while.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't do it.
I could do it if I played, like, one for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
For 5 minutes, maybe I could do it.
Because I have emulators with all the Nintendo games and all the SNES games.
I totally parked myself in front of Sonic the Hedgehog 2. I'm a big Sonic fan, so...
Oh, by the way, just something that our viewers, just a little interesting thing for our viewers to know. If viewers look at the screen right now and you see the bunny, and you look to the left of the bunny on the computer screen, you can see my little bald head in the damn monitor that he's looking at. Hi, audience down here. I am
a tiny bird. Look at me. I am little. I am small.
Wait, do it again. Look at the light. It's like...
Yeah. It's... Hey, Bun, put your finger by the side of my head there and just flick it.
Flick!
Oh, I went the wrong... Oh, it's opposite. I'm sorry. It's the opposite direction. Fuck it. Oh. Do it again. One more time.
Oh.
You gotta do it quick.
You gotta do it. You did it too slow.
Do it quick! Smack him!
Oh, forget it.
Don't make me get up and do it.
No, right at you.
Next. What's next? I'm sorry. That was a little aside.
Well, okay. On the 13th, it's Defy Superstition Day.
Okay.
It's gay.
No, actually, I don't think that's gay. That's
the 13th?
The 13th. Is it a Friday?
No.
Well, we could walk under a ladder or get a black cat to wander in front of us.
We have a black cat out front of
you. We do, that's true.
Get a black bunny to walk in front of you. Or a black man.
That's not a superstition. The only thing that happens when a black bunny walks in front of you is it gets eaten. And something is happy. Like a bird.
Black bunnies have
bunnies. Yeah, that's right, and tumors.
You're sick?
Gangrene and tumor, black bunny.
You're both sick?
Sounds like the bunnies are sick if they got gangrene and tumors.
Right.
Normal.
Hello?
Bunnies! That's what we do. We tumor around. Moving on.
Yay, Bunny Queen.
All right. The 14th, seriously, nothing going on, so I'm declaring my own holiday. It's going to be a fursuit at a monument day. Send some pictures.
Fursuit monument day.
Fursuit at a monument.
Wherever is, you know, some kind of touristy trap that nobody's going to because it's the middle of the week.
Okay.
Get some pictures.
I like that idea. Actually, send them in and we will show that on your segment next week. You're like,
awesome.
Yeah, go to a monument, go to a theme park, some kind of, you know, Statue of Liberty, a World Trade. Oh, wait, that's gone. Too soon. And take a picture of yourself and send it in.
Exactly. To@rantinggriffin.com.
Yeah, go to the new Islamic Center that everybody's pissed off about.
Not going there. Totally. If you do it, I didn't tell you to. Please do not, like, car bomb my nuts. I need those. Thanks. All right. The 15th is Felt Hat Day.
Hey, I've got one of those. I had one of those on the show the last time on Hat Day.
I don't have a felt hat, but I'll have to get one.
You can get a felt hat. We can, yes.
I'll build one.
You can build a felt hat out of real animal. We got to get the mercury poisoning going on, and then you go crazy and shit. Be drinking tea on your very merry on birthday and shit.
Very merry on birthday to me. Hey, everybody said I had the coolest hat, so screw you both. I got a top hat made out of felt. Thank you.
Well, you go ahead and have your coolest hat.
Bun, this is not a competition. It's not a competition.
We got to take what we can, man. Rabbits were tiny. Whatever we got, and we just grab it and go, mine! And we run off.
Read your list.
All right. The 16th is National Stay Away from Seattle Day.
I think most of the rest of the country can probably pull that off. Maybe difficult.
Yeah.
Maybe difficult, but I think I can do that.
If you live in Seattle, get the hell out. Go to Delaware.
No!
Go to Pomona.
Go to Dover, Delaware.
All right. And last but not least, the 17th, which is going to be Friday, is the Citizenship Day.
Citizenship, get some.
Also, it is the day to celebrate the signing of the Constitution.
Oh, okay.
Oh, we've really fucked that up, haven't we?
Yeah.
And well, we're still here.
That's all I got.
Thank you very much, Bun. It's a lot of stuff I think we'll be celebrating here in the next week. I think
this is my hat.
This is his new hat. It's the it's the yellow vampire sparkly 9/11 building vagina hat.
Yes.
And is the rag made out of felt?
Yes.
Felt hat day. Right there. Felt hat day. Actually, that looks like a gear that's something wrong with it. The gear is not functioning properly.
Woo! Oh!
Did you see that gear attack your ass?
I'm done.
Gear attacked you.
I'm done.
Is it dead? God, don't put that near me. No!
You are a Gear Award winning comic!
You're right. Oh my goodness. Well, folks, on to our favorite part of the show every week. Well, except for the gore news. I got it. That's what it. Dear Two Letters!
I said Dear Two Letters.
Okay. Dear Two. Oh, the first one, by the way, is from Tora. So, Dear Two, this letter is in regards to your news story last week about the woman putting the cat in the garbage bin. Yeah. Made you bleed. I don't think it's necessarily fair to say no one calls for a cop's blood when he beats someone who doesn't have a gun. Get over it. People do call for that cop's blood. The difference is that no one listens. It's pretty clear from the video that the woman has some kind of mental issue. Knowing what we do about the history of serial killers, we have to ask ourselves how long it is before a person like this moves on to children next. Not to imply what this woman did to this cat was similar to murder, just that this type of mental condition goes unchecked, who does she have to hurt before it becomes an issue? How many red flags do people need? If it's a young child who goes missing for 15 hours next, what are people going to sit around and say that they had no idea something like this would happen? Things like this should be of great concern to everyone, not just cat people. I'm sure I can listen back on your earliest shows many years ago and find episodes in which you looked down on acts of animal abuse. Would you change your opinion of those stories today and say it's just an animal, get over it? This is from Tora. It was a cat. Someone put it into a recycle bin. Someone put a cat into a recycle bin. I'll be honest with you. This is the kind of mentality on this that I'm not understanding. This lady put a cat in a recycle bin. It's only a matter of time before she builds an H-bomb and nukes half of Pango Pango. What the fuck is that? I don't get this. You know, some guys today, somewhere in the world, somebody grabbed a BB gun and shot a bird right out of a tree. Is this the next Oswald? No! It's just a dude who shot a bird out of a tree. Because she probably just thought it was funny. I thought it was funny. And as far as the whole abuse thing goes, you know, what if it was a kid? If it was a kid, she wouldn't have had as many people after her ass. If it was a midget, people would have been laughing. People would have been after her to do it more if it was a midget. If somebody picked up a midget and dumped it in a bin, we'd all be going, oh my God, loser, ha ha. But it was a cat. And now they have to give her 24-hour police protection. And, you know, they don't send people, cops don't get this kind of attention. When they don't have to send cops out to their house to give them police protection because people are in an uproar over that. Cat in a recycle bin, yes, but I'm not getting the mentality.
Well, you just said, Tora, that she needs to get psychological care and stuff like that because it's going to turn into murder and things and stuff. But you said in your letter it's not going to turn to murder, but that's what you're implying.
Well, yeah, well, see,
How long until... This woman, like you said, put a cat in a recycling bin.
That's the end of it.
Going and taking a child away for 15 hours.
You know what? I could picture doing that myself. Not that that's a strong case against the mental issue argument,
What's funny?
If I was there, and there was a cat, I was petting it, and there was a garbage bin. I might do that just for the laws.
See what the cat might do.
Yeah.
Well, when I was growing up, we used to throw cats against the wall.
Yeah.
Because you know how cats always land on their feet.
Yeah, they do.
We used to throw them against the wall thinking they were going to land on their feet on the wall and then land on the ground.
Why isn't it working?
And we did it over and over and over again.
Oh, I'm surprised you're still here. Throwing cats against the wall and black to boot. The miracle you haven't murdered everybody in the world at this point. So I really don't think. In all seriousness, man, we're joking around. We're making light of it. But in all seriousness, I don't think a chick throwing a cat in a recycle bin necessarily is indicative of any kind of condition that's going to become violent or concerning. I think she just tossed a cat in a recycle bin.
It would have been different if she took the cat and was like,
yeah, I mean, yeah, she slammed it down, picked the thing up and started shaking it.
That is a mental issue. But yeah. she had, the cat was right there.
She just boom. I thought it was funny.
I thought it was funny.
You thought it was so funny. You bled. You bled over that laugh.
I bled over all this last week.
Dear Two and possibly Jibba.
Possibly.
My name is Ty Fox, and I live in a little place called Woods Bay, Montana. This little redneck town has a population of just under 200 people.
And they have internet?
I guess so. Maybe you shouldn't have actually said the name of the town. Now it kind of narrows down who's writing this letter if they're watching.
Right.
The largest building here is the Two Bears Trading Post and is only around the size of a large studio apartment. The other day I saw a young woman walking along the river with a Bixen Inside t-shirt on. When I confronted her about it, she told me it was about a small online community of people, to which I asked, furries? Once I said this, she looked at me completely at a lack of words. I am now part of a group of 5 furs in this town in the middle of nowhere. 4 furs out of less than 200 people. You were right, too. Fucking furries are everywhere. Love, Ty, the now-not-so-lonely fox. listen to the bird.
The bird knows.
Bird knows. There's almost no place you can't find fur. I mean, the furries aren't there. Finding them.
They're everywhere.
Finding them is the issue. And the best way to do that is to do things like, you know, wear the shirts that say Bixen inside, but people don't know what that is.
Right. Do things that normal people wouldn't know.
They don't know what it is, but you do, you know? Right. And so you probably made her day when you walked up and said, furry? And she probably, huh? five whole furs in their little, you know, town of 200 people.
I could not live in a town with 200 people.
I could vacation in a town. In fact, I would like to go.
Uh-uh.
I would like to go. I would hang out with these dudes for like a week. Just town of 200.
One day.
Yeah? You'd be done, wouldn't you?
One day.
A town that size, you make your own fun, you know what I mean? Usually by...
They're
playing D&D and stringing up black people.
I guarantee you there are no black people in that town.
Well, probably not now. It's the town that small. What do you think? It really was not about hate. We were just bored. Really?
Slavery was nothing but
bored? We were just bored.
And lynching and beating.
There was nothing else to do. There was nothing else.
All right, well, I find nothing else to do.
Thank God we live in L.A. Next letter is from Name the Rabbit. Dear Two, Jibba, and Toast, I was listening to the 82810 show and heard a bit about the preacher bitching about how teenagers are practicing a watered-down version of Christianity, and it made me laugh. As a Jew, I can tell you, the central theme of the Bible is when you get through all the laws and requirements and treat others as you wish to be treated. Be nice to others. That's it. How is trying to do just that being watered down? Also, the fact that she's a female pastor not too long ago, she would have been strung up by her gears for even trying to be a female pastor for her audacity. All the best. See you at the Comedy Store on the 16th. Name the Rabbit. You know, he's got a good point there. I mean, when it comes down to... It depends on if you're a traditionalist or a new one, because honestly, my church you went to, they would tell you specifically, it's not just about being kind to others. You can be kind to others.
Yeah.
You can treat others as you wish to be treated, all you want, but unless you believe and are baptized and witness and pray and do the thing and stuff, you will not get into heaven. They've said that for a long time. However, your point, which I happen to agree with, is just kind of cutting out all the bullshit and just going for the main point.
Right.
I like that. I'm all about that. I have no problem with that. I think he's a Jewish guy, understanding Christianity better than probably most Christians.
Well, most people with other religions living in the United States know Christianity better than the Christians in the United States.
That is a fact. That is a fact. Let's see. I got to do this one. We do have a letter from Alpha Wolf.
Oh, okay.
And
Alpha Wolf is one of our roommates.
It's the letter S. Okay.
All right. Great letter, Alpha. Best letter I've read.
This is a good letter. I enjoy this letter. It's actually too big to fit on the screen. So, but this letter. Yeah.
The show has been brought to you by the letter S.
Where's the plane? Alpha Wolf, we loved your letter, but it just got bombed by terrorists. Okay, next one from Sky Fox. Dear Jibba, even though I've been a pilot for 15 years, I've never flown on any airline. I'm planning to visit a friend in October, and that trip will be my first airline flight ever. With your TSA experience, what tips and advice can you offer for the first-time flyer? I'll be checking my luggage, but carrying on my laptop and maybe my camera. Thanks from Sky Fox.
Going through the TSA is actually fairly easy. It really is.
It's fairly easy as long as you have everything arranged.
Right. Correct. If you take a laptop, make sure when you go through they're going to tell you to take the laptop out. You take your shoes off. Yep. You take everything out of your pockets. You don't necessarily have to take your belt off unless it's one of the studded belts around. That's really it. Everything out your pockets, laptop out your bag. If you're taking a hard drive that has to come out, you need to take your shoes off. Check luggage. They're going to go through it anyway. And if it's under the plane, you're fine. As long as you don't put explosives in it.
Yeah. Don't do that.
Other than that?
The TSA kind of frowns on explosives.
Yes, whether it's whether it was with you or under the plane.
Almost as much as those tattoos.
Yes, almost as much.
They actually, one thing I found when I've been traveling a lot is when you're about to go through the TSA security check is going to be the biggest pain in the ass there is. It's not, but it doesn't have to be that bad as long as you just work it right. What I usually do is when I'm carrying my laptop before I go through the checkpoint. I take all my keys, all my wallets, all my coins, everything that's going to set off the metal detector out, put it in the bag, and just send the bag through instead of having to take everything out and put them in the dishes and stuff like that. Go through, take your laptop out, put it in the little bucket, put your shoes in the bucket, send it through. Grab all the stuff on the other side. Don't bother to put it on right there. Just grab it in a pile and
go to a chair. Chairs.
Yeah.
But I will say this now, because a lot of people still don't do this. Your laptop has to be in its own bed.
Yeah.
It cannot be with anything else.
Yes, it can't.
Otherwise, they will take it and put it back through and take more time.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, you can't have any jacket on. You have to take your jacket off.
Take the jacket off.
You don't have to take your shirt off if you have an undershirt on, but jacket you have to take off.
Put that in its own bin, too. Yeah, that's really the worst part. They're just going to strip you almost naked, send you through, and then after that's done, other than, you know, don't, you know, shoot any of them, they won't like that.
They won't like that at all.
They probably would not dig that. Don't pee on them.
No, can't.
Don't pee on them. Don't pee on anyone. They don't pee on anyone.
You know, one thing.
Yeah.
I will say that a lot of people don't do and what make it hard for them.
Yeah.
You go through and you be nice to anybody who's sitting there because most of them, how are you? Oh, I'm doing fine. And how about yourself? When they're checking your ID, you go through, the dude standing there telling you walk through, how are you doing? And they won't mess with
just
you.
Just be nice.
And it's just be nice.
Just be friendly. I mean, you got to remember, these guys have got a pretty tedious job, too. They got to sit there and check passports all day. They get kind of tired of that after a while. So, you know, just be nice to them, and they'll be nice to you.
Don't shoot them. Piss on them.
Don't pee on them. Don't shoot them. Don't blow up any planes.
Please don't.
Don't, you know, unless you're not on it.
Right.
And, of course, then it's okay.
Oh, we can't say that.
Oh, we can't say that. Right. That's just don't blow up any planes. Next one's from Gomer. Dear Two, my mom and I were talking, and she brought up the fact that one of the children in our care has been taught to call an undershirt a wife beater. She has since told him why, in her opinion, that term wasn't appropriate for the undershirt. At one point, she even wondered about your opinion on what your opinion on this would be. So my question to you is this. What are your thoughts on a child being taught to call anything that has a negative connotation, such as an undershirt, a wife beater, example? Gomer the Ranting Thespian. You know, the problem with that is precisely this, is that if you know, you're going to teach kids not to call things by names that have a negative connotation, negative to whom and from when? It changes all the time. The things that are negative now didn't used to be negative then, and they're only negative to a certain amount of people.
Right.
My opinion on this is, fuck what he calls it. As long as he's not beating a wife, that's really what you have to worry about. Screw the words that comes out of his mouth to refer to the shirt. Just make sure he doesn't beat anybody. Beating a wife is bad.
Well,
calling something a wife beater, that's words. Fuck it.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, you know, it's...
That I call the shirt a wife beater is one little, the you know.
I call them wife beaters. I've never beaten a wife, so.
You've never had a wife.
I've never beaten anybody's wife. I never beat your wife, his wife. I've never beat nobody's wife.
I've never had a wife either.
I never beat my dad's wife. I did beat her once. I beat my dad's wife once.
Oh, you did tell me about that.
I was a teenager. I punched my mom. That was an interesting story. I'll tell you about something. But, no, I mean, it's, you know, I would suggest if, you know, wife beater. You know, make the kid understand what that means. Like, look, wife beater, that may be, you know, what you want to call this, but look, beating wives, that's not a good thing to do. You don't want to do that. That's a bad thing.
But you know what's funny about that? Because to me, it's just a word.
Yeah, it's just a word.
Oh, you're wearing a wife beater. I don't make that connection to beating a wife.
To beating a wife.
It's just a word that I use to call a shirt.
Yeah. I don't either, really. I mean, it's funny because it's all in the interpretation, really.
Right. That's just like the word nigger.
It's...
If you want to
I am
nasty.
Personally offended.
I mean...
Personally offended.
Nigra, honky, chank, crackle, swayback, whiteback, wetback.
Award-winningly offended. Right now.
Pencil dick. Say a nigger. Towhead.
I'm glad you said ditto. That's how you puss out on that one. I mean, white guy.
I mean,
they're going to take us off Houston.
I just went through it. Spear chucker.
You forgot about that. Porch monkey.
Porch monkey.
Yeah. Mm, mm, mm. Let's see here. How many more letters have we got? How much time we got? You know, this is looking.
Are we going to make it?
We might make it. Okay, next one is from Fallon Lunaris, I believe that's how it's pronounced. Dear Tube, first and foremost, I want to say I love all your work and appreciate it, what it has done for my life and the many other fans out there. Thank you. You're very welcome. We here at Two Cents aim to please. But I come seeking your vast wisdom on something. Is it healthy to be close friends with your exes? I ask mainly because my grizzly is a close friend with his ex, even though she said ex dumbed him and said he was the unattractive and horrible at sex. That's pretty bad when you're the unattractive and horrible about the sex.
And dumbed.
And dumbed. I love my grizzly bear with all my heart, and I know I will never leave his side. But I wonder, what would you do in his or my situation? You ever-loving wolf slave. I'm not an ever-loving wolf. How dare you call me that? Fail in Lunaris. Well, you know what? All this means is that your grizzly, I don't know if it's a guy or girl, you didn't have to mention whoever it is, your significant other, your life partner, it just means that this person seems to be magnanimous. What that word means is that means impervious to injury. It means you're able to get over it when people do things that upset you and move on. And that's kind of a rare thing in the world these days. If you have a person with you that can be, you know, hurt in some way and be able to get over it enough to continue to be friends
right.
with their ex, boyfriends, girlfriends, whatever, I don't think there's a problem with that. In fact, I think it just speaks highly of his character, at the very least. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, there are two different sides to that.
Okay.
Because I don't see a problem with exes being friends. There's mm-hmm. nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
If the relationship can deal with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because a lot of people, let's break up, but let's be friends. And then they go through more stress than they were in the relationship trying to be friends.
Yeah. As long as it doesn't cause
and
problems.
As long as it doesn't cause problems. And this is where you come in, Leon, where you're always here by.
Fowling.
if it bothers, it must be bothering you to some point for you to ask a question about it. And if it's bothering you enough to that point, then you might want to talk to your mate about it. And find out if they are okay. And then you need to talk your mate, really, your mate needs to know that you're okay or not okay with it.
As long as you both are okay.
Right.
Then it's okay.
Then it's okay.
Then it's okay.
Okay.
O-B-K-B.
O-B-K-B.
I don't want this gear on my thing anymore.
No!
Dear two, your sweet little bunny seems to be one hell of an awesome fellow. He is very entertaining, helpful on the show, and absolutely adorable. My friends and I were wondering if he could come visit us sometime. We could have backyard. We could have fun watching movies and maybe even enjoy a little cookout in the backyard. Toast would fit right in with our group. Eagerly awaiting your reply, Westbrook from Wisconsin. P.S. Could we also trouble you for two sticks of butter, a clove of garlic, and a bottle of Sweet Baby Ray's? Just send them along with your bun. I don't know. I'm thinking.
No.
Maybe.
No. Can we come too?
Can we come?
You go in my place.
Is the bunny horrified back? Okay, no. No, no, this is wrong. I'm sorry. But no. The only one who can eat my bunny is me.
No!
It is my bunny.
No!
I caught him.
No!
I found him.
No!
He is my noms. My noms only.
No!
Nobody else can nom
my
bunny.
We are taking a trip to Wisconsin.
No. No. Not
we are coming to Wisconsin?
Nom somebody. Nom somebody else's bunny.
No!
This is my bunny to nom.
No, see, we're going to give you a lot.
No! Nobody else is nobody noms my bunny.
I belong to him. He's the only one authorized to eat.
Smells nasty.
Nobody. What? What are you talking about? Nobody noms my bunny.
Oh, my God.
My... keyboard and mouse. Keyboard and mouse, goddammit.
You nasty. What the hell did you eat?
I don't know, but you know what? Let's move on to the letters. It doesn't matter.
Nasty motherfucker. Oh, my God.
I don't care.
Well, it came out of your mouth. That's why you don't care.
Because it went that way. The next one's from Tilapia.
Tilapia,
maybe. Dear 2 Jibba and Low Battery Bunny Toast. If there was a game like Mortal Kombat, but of the people in the furry world, if there was a game like Mortal Kombat, but of people in the furry world, oh, gotcha. What fatality would each of you have? Just a guess, but I think 2 is going to say nipples of the future. Sincerely, your fire-breathing male wolf, Tilapia. My fatality in Fertile Combat would be I would take them and I would bust them over my balls of justice. They would just break them in half over my nuts of justice. That would be my finishing move. Blah, nutality. That would be my... What would you do? You got an idea? No? Yes?
I would bleed on him.
Fagality. Oh my gosh. Next one is from Longwave. Dear 2 Jibba and Bobone, I'm writing to you because I have a question. What do you think of light beer?
Nasty.
What are your favorite beers? Top 5. Thanks. Longwave from New Hampshire. Light beer is what happens when you take a beer and... Are we going back to us? Do we have cameras? Excellent. Huh?
Eventually.
Okay. Light beers are what happens when you take a beer and say, this is no longer beer. Now, this is piss. I want my... You know, turning water into wine? Turn beer into urine. That is what light beer is. My favorite... It would take me a little time to actually come up with a, you know, concise top 5, but I know that some of my favorites up there are Ike Schlenkel or Rauch beer. I know you hate that one. I love Sam Adams, actually, for a local beer.
Yeah, Sam Adams.
Local, yeah, beer. I love Sam Adams Boston Lager. That's a good beer. Most of the beers that I like are German or Belgian. Gulden Crack is really nice. What about you?
Well, there's a beer called Dogfish Head.
Yeah.
It's an IPA, one of my favorites. That's one of those I'd have to think about. I like Sam Adams. Blue Moon is up there for me.
Yeah.
I don't know what the beer was called in Germany when I had it, when I went up and asked for a Dunkel beer.
Yeah.
It was the dark beer. I love dark beer. So get
dark beer again, is good.
I love dark beer.
Folks, we're going to have to scoot here. Apologize to Varmint and Tate Walker. We didn't get to your letters, but thanks for sending them. We will see you guys next week. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks to everybody for helping out the show. And remember,